This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. That way we could be reading your letter live on the air. You hear that? Just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, my friend or my cousin. Dear Stephen Shirley, I would never write into your show, but I'm in need of help. I'm a 32-year-old single man, and I have a female best friend. We have been in a platonic relationship for 8 years, and we messed all of that up after we started living together. It got too convenient, and although she's a little overweight, she's still a very sexy woman, and she knows how to please me. It's been a friends with benefits type of situation for the past year, and some nights I sleep in her bed all night. It's confusing for both of us because she has a boyfriend that's my first cousin. He doesn't suspect that we would ever mess around because of her weight. She is doing all kinds of stuff to me in our apartment, and she said she feels bad about kissing her boyfriend when she sees him. We've started to make excuses to keep him from coming over because we want to be alone and walk around naked. I can't get enough of her, and I have taken off work just to play house with her all day. The only problem is that she is having fun with me, but not taking things as seriously as I am. I want her to choose between my cousin and I, and she won't. She wants me to first admit that I don't have any issues with her weight. I told her that I do have issues with it, and I'm not going to lie to her because I care about her. I can't get her to see that I will take her as she is now, but I know she can be so much better and thinner. Because of that, she won't commit to me and leave my cousin alone. I'm thinking of telling my cousin what we've been doing, so he'll break up with her. But should I figure out first if I'm just sprung or if I really want her? Which one is it? Yeah, this is very confusing. You need to know what you're doing here. And I think it's both. I think you're sprung, and I think you do really want her. It's proven by the fact that you've taken off work just to play house with her all day. I mean, who does that? You guys live together, and you know you can see her when you get home, right? And why else would you even be thinking about snitching to her cousin about your relationship with his girl? And who is this dumb boyfriend anyway that he can't see what's going on between you two supposed best friends, but really your friends with benefits? You never say why you guys are living together, but we get it. It's the sex and the things that she's doing to you that you mentioned in the letter. Now you want her to leave her man, your first cousin, and be with you. But you have a condition. You want her to lose weight. You said she's just a little overweight. But you make it sound in the letter like she's way overweight or something. And that's why, you know, you're being hesitant about this. But, you know, my question is, why should she get serious with you if you do have problems or issues with her size? You can't commit one way or the other. And I think that's pretty shallow of you. So she is a little overweight. You said that. So what? It doesn't bother you when you're inside the house and you're walking around naked and she's doing all these things to you. You either want her the way she is right now with all her thickness or you don't. I mean, make up your mind. If not, I'm sure she'll dump you eventually and make up your mind for you. You know, I think you need to be just come on out and just tell her. Steve?
Tell her.
Now, this dude right here, boy, write no grown-ass man no letter like this. Like, we don't see this here. I would never write into a show. You, boy, stop. You're writing into a show. I hate when people do that. I would never write into a show. Yes, you would. You're doing it. But I'm in need of help. I'm a 32-year-old single man, and I have a female best friend. I done told y'all about these best friends. I done told y'all for years. Y'all don't believe me, but here come another damn letter. We've been in a platonic relationship for 8 years, and we messed all that up after we started living together. It got too convenient. And although she's a little overweight, she's still a very sexy woman, and she knows how to please me. Let's stop this letter right here. What, brother, is the reason for the line, she's a little overweight, but she's still a very sexy woman? Boy, that happens all the damn time. You got Instagram. Boy, this happens all the time. Stop saying that. She a little overweight, but she's still sexy. Boy, one ain't got nothing to do with the other, and you are living proof. Although she's a little overweight, she's still very sexy and knows how to please me. Now, how did y'all get to that point if y'all was in a platonic relationship? How did you get to this point? Because you're attracted to her. But this is the whole problem in the letter. This boy trying to prove something different. I'm going to show it to you. It's friends with benefit type situation for the past year. Some nights I sleep in her bed all night. Duh. Duh. Ain't like you got to get up and go home. You cross the hall, dog. That ain't a big choice. If you didn't want to stay in the bed all night long, all you got to do is walk across the hall. When you get them go to the bathroom, just stay on that side. But who you trying to fool? It ain't like you got to drive across town. You got to walk across the hall. Boy, you in that bed because you like it in there. Who we trying to fool? When I come back, man, I'm finna blow this letter wide open because I'm going to give y'all ladies a couple of peeks inside the male mind, then give y'all the male perspective. I know exactly what this boy doing.
All right, Steve, hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my friend or my cousin. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
With all the trade-offs of personal information and privacy you have to make to get what you want online these days, it's easy to be a little unsafe. Now it's easy to help protect yourself. Norton 360 with LifeLock gives you device security, a VPN to keep your Wi-Fi activity private, and identity theft protection all in one. No one can prevent all identity theft, but you can opt in to cyber safety and save 25% or more off your first year at Norton.com/Harvey. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my friend or my cousin.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read this letter right now. This is my response. And I'm going to show you as we go along what's wrong with the letter. And then at the end, I'm going to sum it all up. I'm going to tell you what it is. First of all, dear Steve and Shirley, my friend or my cousin, I would never write into your show. That's a lie because you just did. But I'm in need of help. I'm a 30-year-old single man. I have a female best friend that's fitting to not be his friend in just a second. We've been in a platonic relationship for 8 years, and we messed all that up after we started living together. It got too convenient. And although she's a little overweight, she's still a very sexy woman, and she knows how to please me. Boy, you can leave off the overweight part because that ain't got nothing to do with this. It really don't. This is you trying to fool us. And when we get to the end of the letter, I'm going to prove it. It's been a friends with benefit type of situation for the past year. And some nights I sleep in her bed all night. Well, yeah, because you want to. Like I said earlier, you don't stay across town. You ain't got to drive across town. All you got to do is walk across the hall. You in the bed all night because you want to. It's confusing for both of us. Because she has a boyfriend that's my cousin. Where's the confusion? Y'all sleep together, and her boyfriend is your cousin. That sound clear to us. Anybody need clarity on that? Mm-mm. So where's the confusion? Nope. He doesn't suspect that we would ever mess around because of her weight. Boy, both of y'all got to be joking. Both of y'all got to be joking. He thinks she can't get nobody else because of her weight, and he thinks you don't want her because of her weight, and both y'all lying. Because she done got somebody else, and don't neither one of y'all care about her weight. Oh, Steve Harvey, do your letter, boy. She is doing all kinds of stuff to me in our apartment, and she says she feels bad about kissing her boyfriend when she sees him. Well, we know what that's about, but that's neither here nor there. You know, you doing something to her, too. I would have problems having a close-up conversation with you without your mask on. How about that? So now we all got a couple of issues right here. It ain't got a damn thing to do with COVID. Hello. Okay, now let's keep going, Steve Harvey. We started to make excuses. We started to make excuses to keep him from coming over because we want to be alone and walk around naked. You want to walk around naked because you ain't got no problem with this girl's weight. Boy, who you think you're questioning?
Right.
I can't get enough of her. I thought you said she was overweight. You can't get enough of her, and I've taken off work just to play house with her all day. You forsaking your money over this girl. You don't care nothing about her weight, boy.
Right.
The only problem is that she's having fun with me, but not taking things as seriously as I am. Whoa. I thought y'all was in a platonic relationship. I thought y'all was having confusion. Oh, now you taking it way more serious than she is. I want her to choose between my cousin and she won't. Why? She got both y'all. She wants me to first admit that I don't have an issue with her weight. I told her that I do have issues with her weight. But you don't act like it, boy. And you don't sound like it, boy. And I'm not going to lie to her because I care about her. Oh, but you lying to yourself. I'm finna blow this letter up, y'all. Stay with me. I can't get her to see that I would take her as she is now. Wait a minute, hold up, dog. Have you been reading the letter that you wrote? I thought you said your issue is with her weight. And your cousin thinks she won't mess around because her weight. And she told you she won't pick you over her cousin because you got an issue with her weight. And then you said you don't have an issue with her weight. And then you just said I will take her as she is now. But I know she could be so much better and thinner. Because of that, she won't commit to me and leave my cousin alone. Here go the good part. I'm thinking about telling my cousin what we've been doing so he'll break with her. Well, you also need to think about that ass whooping you're going to get. When you tell him what y'all been doing. That's what you need to think about. Please filter that in. This ain't finna be a smooth transition. You one of the dumbest dudes to write in to me in a long time, so I'm just calling y'all on. I'm thinking of telling my cousin what I've been doing so he would break up with her. Like I said, need to think about that ass whooping you're going to get right after you tell him. This ain't finna be no smooth transition. How y'all think this finna work? Should I figure out first if I'm just sprung or if I really want her? Which one is it? You want her, but you can't believe you want her. That's for starters. Secondly, let's stop all this she can be better. If you could get better, you would. I keep telling y'all, men get the best chick they can get. You getting her because she the best chick you can get. You know why? Because ain't nothing really wrong with her. But you trying to convince yourself of something else. See, if you could get thinner, you'd get thinner. Ain't nobody got no gun to your head. See, you trying to make her and us believe that you could do better than this. But you can't. Because if you could do better and get better, you would do it. What man you know is settling for women? Dog, you have the best one you can get. But you sitting up in there trying to make us think you can do better than this. Like, I can have something else. No, you can't. Boy, go somewhere and sit your behind down.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.